and welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 122.
Hi, it's Assimilator here, and I am doing a solo podcast this week, mainly thanks to Labor Day. Fortunately, I had a family reunion. I got to see a good chunk of my family that I don't get to see very often, and a family member that I had actually never met. So it was actually kind of cool. But that did also mean that I was not able to meet up with Proteus and Zelda Queen to do a proper podcast. So we're going to kind of have a short one today. Unfortunately, I don't have a whole lot to talk about because I haven't had a whole lot of time to play games and just kind of keep following up with stuff this week. But I digress. Let's go ahead and get on with it. I have started writing my Darksiders 2 review, per as I usually do. I honestly haven't finished the game yet, but I do feel that I have played enough of it to get a good feeling of the game itself. I do have a few gripes, but nothing is 100% perfect. You'll get to see more of this as I actually get the review up. I'm not going to spoil too much about that. I'll let you actually read something. Moving on, the big event for Geekery in Colorado is coming up. Well, at least it was the biggest event until Denver Comic Con started. And that is Nandesucon, one of the bigger anime conferences in the Rocky Mountain region. It is happening the weekend of the 14th through the 16th of September. They are having a plethora of guests again this year, of which we are hoping to get a few interviews in. The guests are going to include some of their regular people, such as, I think it was Wendy Powell is going to be there. Yes, Wendy Powell and Patrick Seitz are coming back. J. Michael Tatum's coming back. I think Clarine Harp's also a repeat offender. And so is Leah Clark. They also have a new face he's been in the circuit a lot, and if you're a fan of webcomics, you've most likely seen him before. And that's R.K. Mulholland. He does the Something Positive comic, and has been doing it since 2001. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll definitely let you know more about that. As of this recording, the schedule is up on ndkdenver.org, so you can go ahead and see what's happening when. They also have a mobile app this year using the Guidebook app. So basically, you download Guidebook for either an iPhone, iPad, iPod, or Android device, and Windows 7 and BlackBerry users can use the mobile site. And then from the Guidebook app, download the Nandesucon or NDK add-on. It has a map of the hotel, hours, con policies, everything. It's the whole kit and caboodle in a handheld package. It's going to be really handy because I'm not going to have to carry around this big letter-sized sheet of paper folded up into a wallet-sized thing that fits in my back pocket. K. Bear agrees wholeheartedly. In newsworthy, Nintendo has announced that they are going to have some more stops on the Symphony of the Goddess tour for Zelda. The stops include, as soon as I find it, Toronto, Minneapolis, Dallas, Boston, Chicago, San Antonio, Calgary, Alberta, New York, West Palm Beach, Florida, Miami, and San Jose, California. These dates run between September 15th to December 14th. So if you're in any of those areas, make sure you get to the concert. Don't make the fool mistake that I did and try to get your tickets too late and be, "No, I can't go now because there are no tickets left." Okay, that was maybe a little over the top, but you get the point. I really don't have a whole lot to go on. I'm sorry, folks. I guess I'll talk about rumors a bit. Still more Nintendo stuff. Rumors had come out that the Wii U release date is going to be, well, guessed it, early November. Specifically November 11th, and that there's going to be three different SKUs. One for $250, one for $300, and one for $350. These SKUs were taken off of a shot of the site where they actually go to buy the Wii U's, and it's now been removed, so that video is not even there. Ooh, what's that mean? Possibly that it actually had no foundation whatsoever, but we'll find out because the official press conference is on the 13th when they're supposed to, or at least we're hoping that's when they're going to say when this stuff's going to be released. Now, with the three different SKUs, I did have a theory on if it's true what they might mean. Our 250 SKU is going to be the basic, it's going to be the base model. It's going to come with one Wii Pad and whatever the base storage they have. Let's say, I don't know, flash memory is so freaking cheap anymore. Let's go with this, with 32 gigabytes of built-in flash storage. That seems to be the magic number anymore. The $300 console is going to have still just one Wii Pad. I'm going to guess that that's going to include a Wiimote and Nunchuck. This is purely hypothetical here. And then the $350 is going to include, let's say, a 64 gigabyte built-in storage and a second Wii Pad. So these are all my guesses. It'd be kind of cool if I was right. We'll see what happens, more on that in the future. And, yeah, unfortunately, I really don't have a whole lot to go on. I'll be talking with Zelda Queen and Proteus this weekend. Hopefully, we'll get one more podcast in before Non-DesuCon actually starts up. And then you'll get a wealth of information about that convention from us after it's happened. This most likely means that the weekend of the 14th to the 16th, we won't do a proper podcast again due to us actually being on the convention floor. But if we have time, we'll try and go ahead and do a recording from our hotel room. Our recording equipment is very mobile now. So, yeah. In the meantime, go ahead and visit us at thegameslave.com. You can also find us on Twitter at thegameslave. In the meantime, have a great week and game on.